Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting fourth. The catcher, Earl Brucker. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wayne Ambler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Buck Ross. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Buck Ross. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting third. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Allen. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Johnny Allen. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a pop-up towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler misplays the ball. That's an error on Ambler. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hale moves to third. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Ross scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trosky for the out. Hale scores. Averill moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman takes first base on ball four. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani takes first base on ball 4. Chapman moves to second. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lodigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lodigiani fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Campbell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. Finney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Finney reaches second base with a double. Moses moves to third. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Brucker is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lodigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lodigiani fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground that hits Chapman. Chapman is out and Lodigiani is safe at first. There goes Chapman trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0-for-1 in the game. Ambler takes first base on ball 4. Lottigiani moves to second. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-1 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Larry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lottigiani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Finney takes first base on ball 4. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-2 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill who is chasing the ball. Werber reaches third base with a triple. Finney goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Indians. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0-for-2 in the game. Brucker hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lottigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball towards left. Chapman settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Chapman. Hale moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hale scores. Heath moves to third. It's 4-1, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Trosky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heath scores. Averill moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brucker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trosky. The throw from Brucker and he is safe. Trosky steals second. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-2 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chapman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lodigiani strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lodigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Campbell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lynn Nelson pinch hits for Buck Ross. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson takes first base on ball 4. Ace Parker pinch runs for Lynn Nelson. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Finney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Parker moves to third. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Finney moves to second. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0-for-3 in the game. Brucker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Smith now pitching. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hale. The throw from Brucker and he is safe. Hale steals second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lodigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hale moves to third. Two outs. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Trotsky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hale scores. It's 6-1, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson is hit by the pitch. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lodigiani hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-3 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lodigiani scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Allen moves to second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler fields it and throws to second for the out. Allen moves to third. 2 outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allen scores. Campbell moves to third. It's 7-1, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-4 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Campbell scores. Hale moves to second. It's 8-1, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Hale moves to third. Heath moves to second. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Trotsky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ambler strikes out. 1 out. Chubby Dean pinch hits for Eddie Smith. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.